Identifying.
Let's go.
You're about to experience action like you've never heard it before. Action sports, celebrities, badasses, and massive interviews. All coming to you from the Polaris Razor Studio. This is Jim Beaver's Project Action, exclusively on Podcast One.
And we are here for another edition of Project Action on Podcast One, coming at you from, you guessed it, the Polaris Razor Studios. Welcome, welcome, my friends. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of your favorite All Things Action podcast with me, Jim Beaver. Give me a follow at JimBeaver15 on all forms of social media. Love to have all your feedback, your questions, your answers, your suggestions, and just about anything you want to throw at me. I definitely like getting your feedback. So thank you guys for tuning in once again. Today we got a special one, and, you know, always fun to catch up with my good friend Caitlin Ansari. When I get her on, because she's been on so many times with me, it's always just different. You know, she's a good friend of mine. Sometimes we talk life, sometimes we talk her modeling career, social media. I don't know. We touch on all things today. It's a ton of fun having her on. We've got Chris Masder, luge medalist at Seoul, Korea, in the Olympics from a couple months ago. He's coming up next week. You're going to find him on Dancing with the Stars. I'm also going to be out at the IndyCar Grand Prix of Indianapolis. That is right, the road race kickoff to the big Indy 500 weekend, or I guess month of May. That's next week. I'll be out there. So if you guys find yourself in Indianapolis, you find yourself at Indianapolis Motor Speedway, boom, hit me up. I'd love to talk with you. Love to meet you guys. Always fun catching up with listeners to any of my shows. So that's what's up next for me. Later on in the month, I'll actually be in Charlotte, North Carolina, at the NASCAR and ARCA event with my good friends at General Tire. So if you're in the East Coast, let me know. I'll be out there in NASCAR country. We got lots of stuff coming up, though. Lots of events. Summer's going to be slam-packed for me. But thank you guys for once again for tuning into this show. Thank you guys to check out my other show, the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor, dropping on Tuesdays online, Wednesdays in national syndication. Thank you for support of that show. If you haven't already, this is Project Action. Go and subscribe on iTunes. That is right. Hit that subscribe button, and you're going to get all your favorite Project Action episodes beamed directly to your phone, computer, or iDevice. Easiest way to get us. You can also catch us at downanddirtyshow.com and Podcast One as well. But love getting those subscriptions over there on iTunes, and love it when you guys leave a rating or review. And a lot of people wonder, how do you follow me on social media? How do I get a follow? Easiest way for me to follow you is for you to leave a review or a rating on Project Action on iTunes. Leave that Twitter, Instagram at username in the review. Boom. I will see it, and I will follow you once I see that on iTunes. So those of you that have done it, thank you. If you haven't, please, please do. And I promise I will support you, and I will follow you on social media. And don't forget, we've got that other new Instagram account. Amy Hood and I are both admins on it. It's at Down and Dirty Show. We post all kinds of action sports, motorsports, racing, crazy stuff. It's there. And my website, downanddirtyshow.com, we're pumping out a couple pieces of content every day, unique motorsports articles. So if you like racing, you like motorsports news, boom, downanddirtyshow.com. That is your home for all things audio content, and now written content if it's in regards to motorsport. So thank you guys for the continued support of the website, of everything I do. I couldn't do it without you guys, and I couldn't do it without our amazing partners here on Project Action. You know, and if you're looking to buy a car, you're probably familiar with terms like MSRP. You might even know what it stands for, but what's it actually mean? Same goes for invoice, list price, dealer price. It's enough to confuse anybody. All you're looking for is a price that actually means something to you. Introducing True Price from True Car. Now you know exactly what you'll pay for the car you want, including fees and accessories, before you even get to the dealership. True Car dealers will show you the true price on cars that you want, all from the comfort of your home. And how do you know if True Price is a great price? Well, it's because True Car shows you what other people in your area paid for the same car you want. And your certified dealers know this, so they set their true price competitively so they can win your business. So when you're ready to buy new or used, visit TrueCar to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. You know, and everybody's got a to-do list. Drop off the dry cleaning, pick up some milk, pay some bills, answer some emails. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance to that to-do list. Good thing is you don't have to drop off, pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you, that's you listening, could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket just may be the most rewarding thing that you do today. And you know, I've been really fortunate with this podcast to be on Podcast One. And we're one of the top-ranked shows on iTunes. But you know what? Well, not on iTunes. iTunes Sports, I should say. Sports and Recreation category. Can't say all of iTunes, man. We leave that to the heavy hitters. Definitely not there yet. But if you guys continue to subscribe and rate and view, maybe someday we will get there. But Podcast One has an amazing group of shows. All over the board, right? Whether you're wanting sports, whether you're wanting entertainment, business, they've got you covered. And you know what? They've got an amazing show called In the Key. That's one of my favorites. And three-time NBA champion BJ Armstrong is the host on Podcast One Sportsnet. You can join BJ and his co-host Gerald Brown on their new show, In the Key, as they break down the latest news and happenings in the NBA playoffs, as well as music and entertainment. Check out In the Key every Thursday at Podcast One Sportsnet and on Apple Podcasts. Also, remember, rate and review. All right, so we're going to roll right into the big chunk of our episode with my good friend, Caitlin Ansari. All right, I'd like to welcome my guest. I don't know if it's a guest. We were supposed to be doing regular segments on the show, and then we got sidetracked because we both got busy. But Caitlin Ansari, welcome back to Project Action. I think at one point we had your segment branded Cupcates, and then we kind of just went away from having a segment. But hopefully we're back. Hopefully this is like the start of round number two of this, right?
I know. I feel like none of your other podcasts should count from when we last stopped doing it till now.
Yeah. It would just...
Just forget those ones.
Yeah. We'll just... All right. Day one, we're 100 shows in, but we're just like... we're starting it over. This is like episode number one with Caitlin Ansari. So...
Exactly.
I guess it's good that both of us have been busy, though. You have been like kind of crazy, like... I don't know. Well, first off, you're engaged. Congratulations on that. I don't know if you were when we last talked. I mean, you and I text occasionally and things like that, but congrats on that. I mean, that's a big change, right?
Thank you. Yeah. So we've actually been engaged since last April.
Okay.
So I've been engaged for a while.
But so when is the official wedding date for this, though?
It's a surprise. It's just going to pop up and it's going to be the day.
You and surprises. So, I mean, you hit a pregnancy as a model for 9 months. I mean, you are really, really good at keeping secrets. So, yeah, it's just going to pop up. Like, I don't doubt it. Like, because I know how things were when you had your son and like that was a total secret. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, hey, I just had a kid. And everybody's like, what just happened?
I know. I can't believe you remember that. But I like to still feel like I have a personal private life, even in a crazy social media, everyday sharing my life kind of world. So, I love keeping my little secrets to like me and my family and stuff that's just for us.
Yeah. No, and I think that's important. And I know me, like I've got a private Facebook account. My public one's got, you know, over 100,000 followers. And then, you know, and then Instagram and all these other socials. And I've got my one private Facebook page. And I use an alias. It doesn't have a picture of me. So, like, if you don't know, you don't know. And, you know, and it's like, so nobody friend requests me. You know, I don't get tagged in photos. Like, I have it where I can actually see and I have to accept the tag. And, like, so, but it's like my little place on the internet where I've got like 80 friends and they're all close to me and family, and so it's only stuff I want to see. And it's like, I get it, like that's my privacy. And there's actually a couple, like I'm friends with a couple of, you know, famous action sports athletes and race car drivers who use an alias and they do the same type of thing. So it's kind of interesting. Like I found you can have a slice of the internet that's just yours, but you've just got to, it's an interesting way you've got to go about it, you know.
Yeah, totally. Like my private Facebook is completely like privacy lockdown. So like if you don't know someone who's already my friend, you can't even find me. So I'm totally on board with you on that. And that's where I like share all my inappropriate
that's me.
Humor and, you know, things that get away from the facade of Caitlin Ansari on a public level.
Yeah. No, and that's what's funny because mine's the same way. Like I throw crude jokes, F-bombs, and I'm not, everything's that way. I mean, I post pictures of my daughter and things like that, but like political humor, just stuff that I would never post on my public stuff. I'm just like, hey, here's me in the raw.
Oh, totally. I have such a immature and pervy humor, but you know, on social media, I'm like the mom and the entrepreneur, and I'm like, that does not go along with my public persona. But just so everyone knows, I do have a really pervy, immature sense of humor.
I think that's
all
the
"that's
what
she said" jokes are like something I say.
That's too funny. Well, I know it's like I wasn't friends with my mom on my private Facebook forever. And she's like, I know that's you. She's like, how come you won't friend me? And I'm like, you're not going to like what you see. And she's like, no, I want to be your. And I'm like, seriously, I'm like, I will friend you. But I said, I don't ever want to hear anything from you that you didn't like it because you're warned. And she's like, okay. And then a week later, she's like, I see why you didn't want me to be your friend. And I'm like, well, I told you.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Yeah, it's a true story there, though. But no, that's funny, you know, because I feel like, yeah, like I've got this whole private life. I don't post pictures of my daughter publicly, very rarely, things like that. A lot of people don't even know I have a daughter. I'm like, yeah, she's 9 now. But I totally feel you. You gotta have a part of yourself that's just you, right?
Yeah, totally. And, you know, out of like respect to my fiance, too, I don't want him thinking he's marrying some, you know, just like airing it all out there kind of person. You know, we like our us time.
Yeah. Well, I feel like too, you know, it's funny because I've some of my closest friends, you know, are the same way. And, you know, they've got the public personality, but we've had some, you know, and then like I've got friends that are totally 100% public with everything on social media. And like we meet in person and it's like, you know, it's like I know everything that's going on about them, but I've got these other friends that are totally private and I'm private. So like when we get together, we can have really deep conversations for multiple hours on things that totally completely off the grid because, you know, it's like it's I don't know. It's I find, you know, it's great to be able to talk something totally other than business, you know, just something stupid, politics or books or, you know, documentaries or something just totally random, you know, because it's like I feel like I have to have some of that in my life to offset all this other stuff that's going on.
Oh, totally. And you have to, like, you know, still have your own personality. Like, I wonder how maybe crazy I would be if there wasn't the internet still. I mean, like, when I was in college, there really wasn't social media. There wasn't the, like, instant tagging type situation or, like, Instagram stories. So I was, like, you know, I didn't care what people saw or, you know, I could let loose and, you know, maybe wear sweatpants to the store or like, you know, crazy stuff like that. But now it's like everyone's so connected that I'll go to the local like Sprouts and someone will see me and I'm like, shit, I didn't have makeup on today. Like,
you're like, please don't take a picture. Don't. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, but like before it was like you were just your own person and that was you. It was like your contentness. But I do love social media. I mean, just because it has given me the connections with people, like connecting with people that have been following me for a while and like really getting to know them on like a personal level and like building relationships. Like, I think that's so cool to have that opportunity now, which like we didn't have before.
Yeah. Well, and I agree. Like, you can really catch up with, like I said, like, I know what's going on. And people's lives, and I've got some great friends that I've met through social media, you know, and just with my show and things. Well, you are for one, you know what I mean? Like, if it wasn't for social media, we would never connected, you know, a few years back. It's just one of those things where there's so much good that comes out of it, but I think it's one of those, just with everything, moderation, right? You know,
yeah.
you want to offset it at some point too. So, which makes me wonder. So, you know, you're talking about you know, when you were first getting started in the industry in college, and I know, like, when I was in college, well, maybe MySpace was around. I'd never had a MySpace, but I think that was like the first thing I remember. I remember like the Messenger, MSN and AOL Messenger, when you could chat back and forth.
Yeah.
And, but I'm wondering, like, you ever think like promo models of the 90s, right? I mean, how did they book work? How did they get known? You know, that had to have been tough. I mean, you know, it had to have been published in magazines, right? I mean, because there wasn't the internet. There wasn't, at that point, even Models Mayhem, or isn't that the site that, you know, I don't know if it's even relevant anymore, but at one point it was. Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, before the internet, how did promo models book work for, like, you know, industry and trade show events and races? And, like, I don't know how that worked. Do you know?
I don't even, like, really know what life was before social media, so I have no idea. Like, I feel like, yeah, they would have had to be published in magazines and, like, be in that circuit of, you know, one in a million type girl, where now with social media, like, you can go online and, like, search the hashtag promo model and find 500 girls that would match your criteria type situation.
Yeah.
So... yeah, I mean, I remember when I was like 17 and I used Model Mayhem to like kind of start building my portfolio. And I still have my Model Mayhem for like nostalgia reasons. Because, yeah. I mean, dudes with cameras are like, hey, do you want to do a lingerie shoot in my apartment? Seriously? No. you know, but yeah, that was like the only way to connect with people. And, you know, I guess other than saying, hey, I'll see you around sometime.
Yeah, right.
See you at the next trade show. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. It's just interesting how it's changed everything. I mean, just even in action sports and racing, I mean, it's, gosh, contracts and sponsorships. And, I mean, even with you with endorsement deals, it's all tied to social media. Not all of it, but a good chunk of it. You know, they want X amount of posts per month or a tag here. Or, hey, we want to do something organic. We don't want you to tag us. We just want you to talk about the product and act like you're really using it. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's all, like, it all circles back at some point to social media now, though, right?
Yeah. So I actually just went to an audition for – to ring card the fight this upcoming weekend, so May 5th.
Okay.
And it was specific in the casting that it was, you had to have over 100,000 followers on Instagram alone. And that was like one of the criteria. And then, you know, obviously they needed you to like know what you're doing, be like experienced and this and that. But like to have 100,000 be considered is like crazy.
Yeah, well, and it's like them, I guess they're figuring, hey, we're gonna get instant advertising, right? You know, you take a girl with 1500 followers who can do the job, or you take a girl with 100,000 followers who can do the job, you're gonna get, you know, so much more exposure from the one. Yeah, it's kind of crazy that it's come to that though.
Yeah, so like I'll go to castings and they'll be like, what's your Instagram handle, how many followers do you have? And it's like, when I first started going out on auditions, there was none of, I had to bring like a printed headshot with like my resume on the back. Like, you know, it was just a totally different world. And I was like, I don't know how to write a resume. Still don't know how to write a resume, but you know.
Beside the point.
I think I'm doing okay with that one.
Yeah. Do they ever ask on these things? I know we talked Instagram. Do they ever ask about Facebook or Twitter? Or are those pretty much non-existent at this point?
They don't. It's all Instagram, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Like Instagram's like, you know, and I have my blog too, which has like, you know, a few thousand subscribers, but like, you know, they're all just Instagram.
Yeah, it's like, and I've learned that too, like recently. I mean, I use Facebook. It's really good for sharing video and things like that, and like links to like my website, blogs and articles and things like that. But Facebook has its place, but It's YouTube subscribers and Instagram followers. That's what people care about, right? How many people follow you on YouTube? You know, how many people? It's like those two. You know, if you're big on YouTube, that's good, because generally, if you're big on YouTube, like your following's there and Instagram's less, or vice versa. But sometimes they go hand in hand. But it's just funny because it's like, yeah, it's all revolves around that. I've never had anybody ask me, "Hey, how many followers do you have on Twitter?" Like, Twitter's my favorite, and I just like nobody ever asks that, right?
That's so funny. It's so true, though.
Yeah, Snapchat's even become a thing of the past at this point. So, at least in my circles.
I know. I had to delete mine. I was like, this is just way, there's way too much to do on my phone.
Yeah, I agree with you there. What was it, like a month or a couple months ago, there was some new trend. All these friends of mine and all these athletes were going, there was some new thing called Vero or something. It was supposed to be like a some kind of Instagram hybrid with, I don't know, and like everybody's downloading it. All these celebrities were, and I'm like, God, do we really have to have another social media platform? And then all of a sudden, like now I just logged into it. I downloaded it, opened an account, and I went in, and nobody posted in there in like 3 weeks. I'm like, all right, I can delete this. It didn't work, and I don't have to manage another account.
Oh, my gosh. I know. I downloaded it, and I think we followed each other.
Yeah.
But yeah, it didn't go anywhere, and I totally wish it would, because, you know, I don't like how like monopolized Instagram is. Like,
yes,
you know, they like control everybody on their platform now, and it's like you just need something where you can put a picture up, and like if someone likes it, they like it. You don't have to deal with the algorithm and hashtags and branding, and you know, it's just, it's so political now, it's like exhausting.
Yeah. Oh, and if you, but if you want to pay $20, we'll make sure everybody sees your post.
You know, it's funny, I tried that not too long ago, and they shared it with people that already follow me. That's how like messed up it is. Like, people were like, why does your post say it's sponsored? I'm like, wait, so I'm paying to get it shared to the people that are like already follow me?
Yeah, makes no sense, right?
Yeah.
So, talking about your blog, though, I actually went over to your website before we chatted, because I hadn't been there in a while. And I know at one point you were telling me you were working on an online store and a bunch of other stuff. I didn't realize you were pumping out that much blog content. Holy crap, Caitlin, you're definitely on it as far as the blog goes.
Yeah. So, you know, alongside with like Instagram just being like so political, I was like, you know what? I love to write, and why don't I just start transferring everything from Instagram onto my blog as well? And, you know, that way I can have control of my email subscribers, and I control and I own my domain. And that's kind of my little platform. Like, you know, maybe it's not going to make me as much money, but like, let's say, you know, Instagram, something happens like with Facebook, and like they update all their policies, and you know, it's no longer like a platform that I use and make revenue from. At least I still have my blog, and like that's something that nobody can regulate. So yeah, I've been you know, trying to write as much as possible, and I love it. It keeps my brain active, I feel like. And I actually just redid it too, so I like learned how to do all the web design, and so it's been fun. It's been a fun little project to like learn something new.
Yeah, well, and I mean, you're talking about keeping your brain active, like you're probably like me, right? Like some weeks you're sitting there and you know, I work one day a week doing a show or something like that, and then other weeks it's like I'm pinned with three things to do every day, and there's not even a time to take a breath, right? So is it, do you have like ebbs and flows like that, where some weeks are just slammed and others like, oh yeah, I can actually take a breath now?
Yeah, totally. Like I will, you know, have some days where I'm working 14 hours straight, and then other days, like today, I was like making a green juice and like, you know, kind of twiddling on the internet, and now I'm just talking with you. Like I still have stuff to do, but it's not as crazy.
Yeah.
So like on the really busy days, I love listening to like podcasts. Like that's like my favorite thing to do in the car, because I still feel like I'm not wasting my time.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I totally get that. So question here, and this is, I'm looking through your store, because you told me way back when you're doing a store. Like, I know, like, the mommy products, like, seriously, you're killing it with those. But I got to ask you about this French toast with the ice cream on it, because this, like, stole the show for me. Like, there's this piece of French toast or cinnamon toast with a big old glob of ice cream, and I'm like, I need some of that.
Oh, my gosh. So you have no idea. That thing was amazing. I, you know, of course, being Cash's mom, I got the free labor out of him to model all of my mom products. And so, you know, I asked him what he wanted to eat while we were at this coffee shop. And it's actually a creme brulee French toast with ice cream on top.
Holy crap. It just, like, it looks like something I need in my life, like, right now.
So they, like, it's literally crunchy on top because it's, like, the sugar-coated and, like, flame-fired. Like creme brulee top.
Okay.
And then they put ice cream on top. And I was like sitting there with my avocado toast, like, I don't know if that's really that good. Then I tried a bite. I was like, damn it, that is delicious.
Yeah. Today turned into a cheat day.
Yeah. I totally ate like half of it. I was like, mom, can I have some of this, bud? Sorry.
Yeah. No, I was just flipping through and I'm like, holy crap, that looks good. Oh, man. Oh, so,
yep.
So what's going on? What's up next for you? I mean, I know you said, you know, you're working on, doing the ring card thing. I mean, are you, you know, at this point, like we've talked in the past, like I'm really impressed with the way you've transitioned your career. And I know like those doors, you know, to doing some of the modeling and promo work are still opening up, but I mean, you know, in this transition, I mean, have you started seeing doors open up in other directions now? I mean, how has this been and how much in the modeling world are you still doing?
So, you know, I feel like the whole modeling industry is very like one sided and like single faceted for me. Like, you know, it's great to be a pretty face, but I was always like, I have so much more to offer. And, you know, so I leveraged that. And now I'm doing a lot of, like public speaking. So I have something coming up in June. It's called Fame Expo. It's up in LA. And I'll actually be speaking on a panel and like answering questions from people and kind of, you know, inspiring people to like chase their dreams. So I'm doing that. And then, you know, I'm also working on my own store. And to be honest, like, I feel like the whole modeling industry is so oversaturated now, just with the uprising of social media and like everyone being able to be so connected with who's booking for what. And so, yeah, I'm not really trying to do much more modeling because I just feel like I've kind of outgrown it in a sense. Like, you know, I love speaking to people and like motivating them to like chase their own dreams. So I've been doing a lot of that actually.
Yeah. Well, and I think like the modeling industry too, I know even with being a race car driver and action sports athlete, I've got some really good friends and we've had kind of a collective conversation on it. And I see a lot of the same thing happening in the modeling industry. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but it's like you've got people now, they've got this platform of social media where you can make something go viral or you can post a provocative picture and get followers and things like that. And you're not really a professional, but you can get the eyeballs. And then when these people that pay come in, you can undercut the market so much that the people that are professional, they're like, well, this guy's like a 30-year price. And I'm like, yeah, but look what you're getting. And it's like, it doesn't matter. And I feel like models are very much the same way, right? They can post certain pictures, get a big following, and then all of a sudden they can undercut your rate by, you know, be a quarter of what yours are. And you've worked to have your following and where you're at. And then all of a sudden, you know, they're stealing work away, right?
Yeah, totally. It got to a point where, you know, I was in the modeling industry and I was just kind of like, how far am I willing to go to stay in this industry? Because I just saw the girls like just being more and more provocative and less clothes. And I was like, that's just not me. And I need to either, you know, set my standards or find another route. And so that's what I did. I just found another route to go. And, you know, luckily I have my son, so I can go the mom route and I can go the e-commerce route and stuff like that. But yeah, there was like definitely a point where I was like, oh my gosh, like the modeling industry is turning from like pretty and beautiful to like how big of a like following you can get from showing your ass 24/7. So it's crazy. It's like so cutthroat because there are girls that are just willing to bear it all or, you know, do whatever it takes to get the attention.
It makes you wonder too. I mean, you know, because I've known you for quite a while now, 4 or 5 years, and I was aware of your career before that, but it's like you've never done anything in your career you're ashamed of. You know, it's like at some point your kid's going to see these pictures and you're going to be like, hey, you know, I was young and, you know, modeled, but it wasn't, you didn't do anything wrong. You weren't, overly provocative, you know what I mean, or anything like that. But some of these girls, I wonder at some point they're going to have a kid and their kids are going to be able to do a Google search or whatever the search engine is at that point in time. I'm like, whoa, what happened here? You know, and I wonder how that conversation's going to go.
Right? Like, you know, that's what's crazy about the internet is like, you know, you put something up for that immediate gratification of attention or, you know, whatever it might be. But I always went into it before my son. I was always like, you know, there's the off chance that my dad's going to see this. And I don't ever want that awkward interaction of like, hey, that's my daughter. You know, that's super weird. And, you know, it was actually really funny because my brother is 4 years younger than me. So his friends, you know, of course, all had my Trans World Moto posters hanging in rooms. And, oh my gosh, it would just embarrass him so bad. But, you know, that's like the good kind of embarrassment.
Yeah.
And now I'm so happy that now that I do have my son and I'm transitioning into, like, working with bigger brands, especially like in the mom industry, like they actually will ask me like, have you ever posed nude? I'm like, oh no, like there's nothing you ever have to worry about with me on the internet. Like, you know, I have a reality show in the works right now and that's something they want to know as well. Cause it's for a big network. So, you know, it's like everything on the internet is like always going to be there, which is scary.
Once it gets out there, there's no going back. You can try, but you're never going to get it, you know, squashed.
Yeah, no.
Oh man. So, so what's next for you? Obviously, you know, I'm sure this reality show, you can't really talk to us too much about that, but, what's in the pipeline for you, next couple of weeks and months?
The next couple weeks, months, let's see. So there's Mother's Day, then my birthday. It's going to be my last year in my 20s, and that's kind of freaky scary. Let's see, what else? And then just summer. Like, I've been working out super hard because I'm like, now that I finally, I'm like super ready for summer. I'm super ready for the wedding, and yeah, that's about it. You know, a couple things in the works that are still signed by non-disclosures, but I'll be at the Fame Expo on June 2nd speaking about beauty and fitness. So, yeah, that's what's going on with me.
Awesome. Well, it's always fun catching up with you. We definitely need to do this more often. I know at one point we were trying to do it like every 2-3 weeks. I don't know. I'm still down to do it if you're still available to do it. My apologies. We just totally got sidetracked there at the beginning of the year. We were knocking these out regularly, and then like it just kind of, I don't know what happened. Life, I guess, right?
I know, and now it's already May, which is crazy. It's like halfway through the year. I'm like, okay, can time just stop for a little bit? Because it's just going way too fast. But yes, we need to start doing these more regularly, for sure.
I am on board with that. But thanks a lot for coming on today, and we will definitely chat soon.
Yes. Don't forget about me.
And that was Caitlin Ansari. So thank you guys for tuning in to Project Action on Podcast One from the Polaris Razor Studio. Make sure and go and give me that follow on social media at JimBeaver15, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook groups / JimBeaver15. You can, get to all kinds of content across the board from me at any of those places. DownAndDirtyShow.com is the website. My other national show, it's available here on Podcast One as well, but drops Tuesdays online and on Podcast One, and then Wednesdays in national syndication. You can catch that on iTunes as well, or DownAndDirtyShow.com. And then make sure and go subscribe to Project Action on iTunes and leave a rating or review. Big help. I don't know how many times I have to say it. Subscribe. There you go. Hopefully that's enough to get your attention. Anyways, thank you guys. It's been a fun week. We're going to be back with a big guest next week, Chris Masder, Olympian silver medalist in luge at the 2018 Winter Olympics there in Seoul, South Korea. First ever American medalist in luge. Looking forward to having Masder on the show. It's going to be fun. And then once again, I'll be at Indianapolis Motor Speedway off and on for the month of May, and then also going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina to round out the month of May, covering some ARCA and NASCAR out there. So if you're either one of them, man, hit me up and let me know. I would love to meet some of you listeners in person. So thank you guys once again. We will see you guys next week. Be safe. As always, game on.